T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
We are a nation that in many ways has become a joke. But soon we will have greatness again. It was hardworking patriots like you who built this country, and it is hardworking patriots like you who are going to save our country. There is no mountain we cannot climb. There is no summit we cannot reach. There is no challenge we cannot meet. There is no victory we cannot have. We will not bend. We will not break. We will not yield ever, ever, ever. We will never give in. We will never give up. And we will never, ever back down. We will never let you down. As long as we are confident and united, the tyrants we are fighting do not stand even a little chance. Because we are Americans, and Americans kneel to God and God alone. And it is time to start talking about greatness for our country again.
Wow, pretty powerful stuff there. So that is the, what, 3.5 minute video the president's put out, Carl?
Yes.
You say it was?
That's the best part of it.
Yeah. So it's called A Nation in Decline, right?
See, it starts talking, the first 2 minutes about how we are in the toilet. Okay. And the last minute and a half is what we can do to get out of the toilet.
Well, of course, because we have to make America great again. I'm just saying. Anyway, the timing is perfect. Anyway, you have to say for that to be released, particularly in the light of what happened at Mar-a-Lago this week with this FBI raid. And one of the people doing some great reporting on this, of course, is our friend John Solomon, who founded Just the News and has been following up on this story as well. John, welcome back to the show.
Yeah, great to be with you guys.
Yeah, thanks for giving me some time this morning. Lots of questions here. Lots of people demanding answers. Very few answers from Merrick Garland or Christopher Wray at this point.
Yeah, that's right. And I don't think we'll get many in the near future. They're going to hold true to the idea that they're not going to talk about an ongoing investigation. So the focus is going to be on what we'll learn in the court. At some point, there'll be search warrant returns that will come back to the federal court in Florida, and we'll be able to see what it is that the FBI collected and likely what it was looking for. Right now, we know that the search warrant was issued on Friday. We've been able to find the sealed search warrant in court records from West Palm Beach. It was executed, obviously, this Monday. Our sources from multiple interviews we've done have confirmed that the primary focus of this search was to look for any remaining classified documents that may have remained at Mar-a-Lago. The president had returned about 15 boxes worth of classified information to the National Archives. For some reason, the National Archives had a reason to believe that more of those documents were still there. And this subpoena appears to be targeted at that search to see if there's anything left there that belongs to the archives, anything that's classified that could be compromised. And that's what went on. The lawyers were not allowed, President Trump's lawyers were not allowed to witness the search. That's unusual. That usually suggests that maybe there's concern about some of the lawyers who did the searches through the boxes originally missing documents, and so they want them out of the way and not interfering. But we're going to learn a lot more, but this seems to be rooted in this dispute that we learned about earlier this year over documents that the General Services Administration accidentally packed up from the White House, sent to Mar-a-Lago, that may actually have been classified information.
John, you've been doing this a long time. You've covered a lot of these kinds of stories over the years. I hate to keep bringing it up, but I don't remember back when Sandy Berger pleaded guilty to stealing from the National Archives, right, his home being raided. I don't remember the FBI going in and taking the private server from Hillary Clinton's house. This seems very irregular for this level of a supposed crime.
Every single lawyer I've talked to, Democrat or Republican, in the last 24 hours has made that exact point, which is this could easily have been handled by a subpoena. They could have dropped a grand jury subpoena and say, have all the rest boxes in the House to the FBI tomorrow morning. And that would have been a normal way, as we know from the reporting I did 7 years ago, because it was 7 years ago this month when the Hillary Clinton email scandal first broke. I was editor of the Washington Times, broke one of the first stories about it. When the original concerns with Hillary Clinton's emails, which, by the way, were on a digital server, easier to hack, the FBI actually allowed her lawyer, David Kendall, to put them on a thumb drive and keep the materials in a safe in his own office. So the disparate treatment is something we've seen for the last 6 years. There's Donald Trump has repeatedly, and people around him have been treated far different than Democrats and elitists have. That's why this dual system of justice persists in tens of millions of Americans' mind. Now, you see these new polls that come out. 80% of Americans say eight in 10 say that they don't believe there's an equal system of justice, that there are two tiers, one for elitists, one for everyday Americans. That is a real concern for a republic that's built on constitutional law and order.
Yeah. John Solomon, our guest, a journalist and head of justthenews.com. John, what do we know about the FBI Washington field office? Is there some whistleblower stuff there, whistleblowers that have spoken out before about that office?
Great question, because it's one of the participants in the raid. Obviously, the Florida FBI also helped out because it was a Florida operation. But Washington field office representatives were there. They're the lead in this investigation of the National Archives. Exactly 1 week before the raid, Senator Charles Grassley, the ranking Republican on Senate Judiciary Committee, divulged to the Congress, actually divulged to the world, that there were multiple FBI whistleblowers that had come forward, sought protection, and alleged that there was political tampering of investigations going on specifically in the Washington field office. In fact, the assistant special agent in charge was singled out as one of the people involved in that, and that he had extraordinary bias social media posts that called into question his judgment as an agent. The allegations are very serious. One of them is that an investigation was opened up into President Trump that wasn't predicated, meaning it wasn't properly authorized. It didn't have evidence to sustain an investigation under FBI rules. The other one is an investigation that was legitimate about Hunter Biden was closed down in 2020 when FBI agents falsely portrayed actual evidence, reliable evidence, as disinformation during the 2020 election. So you see Democrats get it treated one way, more favorably, Republicans be treating unfavorably and maybe not in compliance with the law. Those allegations caused the assistant special agent in charge to be removed from his job. All that happens 1 week before that same office becomes involved in one of the most historic raids in American history.
Just amazing. Direct people to justthenews.com. John Solomon, always great getting you on. Thank you.
My honor. Have a good day, guys.
Absolutely. Yeah. Good to get him on here this morning. Wow. Did you know that? Did you know that whistleblowers complained about political manipulation in that field office just a week or two before this happened? I don't know how you stop the bleeding here, because this is completely undermining public confidence at the top levels of the FBI. I know FBI agents. I'm not talking about the guys on the street here in St. Louis. They work their butts off. But the politicians, unfortunately, are influencing the top levels of this. As somebody said, there better be something, or this is going to be just hugely going to blow up in their face. No doubt about that. What say you? Have you watched this? Do you think there's any credibility to it? Are you worried about it for 2024? Tell me what you think. I'll get to your phone calls coming up here right now. 314-241-9797. Do you think this helps or hurts President Trump running for office in 2024? 314-241-9797.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for all well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.